You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much. It is a delight to be here, an honor to be here, really, in the collective energy of all you amazing, amazing, beautiful souls. Thank you for stepping up and stepping forward and being here as part of the wisdom community as we listen to the messages, we feel the nudges that the divine is just tapping us on our shoulders. So thank you, everyone, for being here. This theme for this particular series, for those of you who have been following, of course, is the sacred human answering the call. So really, it's a question that we have for ourselves. You know, how do we each answer the call of really becoming the sacred human that we already are? Which layers have to be peeled away? What work has to be done? Because we truly are the essence of the divine already. So as we join together today, let's all call in the ancient ones. Let's call in the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us, to support us, to open our ears and our hearts. Then let us feel the resonance of whatever is coming through today. And so let me introduce our next guest to you. Anne Deirdre is an international celebrity expert on intuition, a certified medical intuitive, a best-selling author and publisher, professional artist, speaker, and coach. She has been featured on ABC and NBC TV and many, many others. Anne's transformational gifts allow her to intuitively shine a light into her client's energy system and illuminate their hidden or dormant gifts and talents that their soul is here to share. Her unique and powerful gifts allow her to shift energetic patterns, heal trauma, and create new patterns so that they can bring their divine gifts, that's your divine gifts, to the world. Anne's access to higher realms began 20 years ago as an intuitive artist. Later in 2005, after a dark night of the soul, she was initiated into the Christ consciousness during meditation. Anne energetically imprints her healing energy into all of her books, her artwork, and intuitive development products. Now as founder and CEO of Inner Visions Publishing, Anne works with authors to publish their spiritual books. Her first and second group book, Inner Circle Chronicles, Intuitive Women Leaders of the New Economy Transforming Lives and Businesses with Soul and Spirit, became bestsellers. So welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients, Anne.
Thank you, Ian. It's so amazing to be back.
So good to have you back. And you have a brand new topic today. You have a brand new topic for everyone. It's all about you are the vortex, everyone, accessing 12-dimensional higher states of consciousness for interdimensional ascension. And so Anne is going to be taking everyone through a higher consciousness activation, a calibrated higher consciousness activation. We're going to do that towards the end of the call. And then Anne's going to be doing higher consciousness chakra readings. So if you're on the phone and you are hoping to have a reading from Anne, you'd like the opportunity, then put your question. Oh, if you're on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. I'm getting ahead of myself. Star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the question box. Make sure you put your name in there. And we'll get to as many as we can within the allotted time. But absolutely, we're going to have a discussion around light vortex healing. And you are the vortex. I personally am very, very fascinated by the subject, very curious about how this conversation is going to go and what's going to be revealed to us today, really. So, Anne, I don't want to go in too many different directions here, but I know you do a lot of chakra work, and maybe as a basis for everything, before we get into the vortex healing, maybe you can describe for everyone the 13 personal and transpersonal chakras, because that's I know is a basis for a lot of the work that you do.
Yes, thank you, Ian. And for a long time, really, I didn't know what to call it, but people that resonated with me and whatever message that wherever I was saying it, it was called intuitive life coaching back then, I think in 2010, and Spirit directed me to start working with the chakras, and primarily 1 through 7, and a lot of us are familiar with those physical chakras, in the body, and I started to noticed that I had an ability to stay in the fifth dimension. Higher spirit directly transmitted this ability to me. I should say first that in 2004 and 5, I had become so dense in my energetic body. Again, I didn't even know what that was back then, but I wasn't functioning at all. I was having trouble working and functioning and being a human being. And ultimately, I found a meditation technique called Kriya Yoga. Once I began practicing it, my soul literally shot up into outer space. You know, the term beam me up, Scotty, happened to me personally. I went and encountered the white vortex of light energy at that highest dimension. I heard the sound of creation, and it vibrated through my soul. And then I returned back in my body, woke up, and knew what had happened. I had been practicing this meditation that Yogananda, the avatar saint, had recommended as a spiritual tool, and it absolutely changed my life and had me bring back this information, if you will, that it looked like self-taught. So as I started working with people, I started noticing that they had their own abilities. And again, it takes a while, Ian, really, you know, this integration process. I didn't know what to call it. I kept working with people, and then spirit and the guide slowly but surely enlightened me that this was a protocol, this was a modality that I was to bring and work with people with. And many people that I work with, I help find their modality. So it's a really interesting time. The Palladians, my Palladian connection came through. So, yeah, it's a little bit of the story, but...
Yeah, thanks for sharing that background.
Yeah,
That's helpful.
It's huge. I haven't really talked about it a lot, so thank you. I was on HuffPost Live in 2014, describing it to doctors as I was chosen to describe wellness on a level that they discovered Nancy Reddit, Huffington Post, Washington, D.C., and New York bureaus had me on a webcam talking about how I had overcome some things that medically, you know, had been unanswered to that point, and they were going to follow up with me 5 years, but, you know, 5 years later, I'm going strong, so I'm thrilled to be able to talk about it now. Even more.
Yeah, they don't understand, you know, the quantum. So, you know, they live in a very different world where, they could have an answer for everything. There's not this trust in and knowing that in the quantum, everything is possible. So, yeah.
Yes.
We feel pretty fortunate and almost like, you know, privileged in a way, right?
Yes. We are whole and healed
yes.
in that moment when we recognize life as such. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's talk about those chakras.
Thank you so much. So jumping into the 13 chakras, so first I started working with the 7 chakras. And, you know, with my story, I was, I felt like a human being on the planet. I didn't have access to anything other than my, you know, immediate experience and my life and my family and my job. And as such, you know, intuition, higher beings, any of that was completely foreign to me for a long time until I had this experience. And then working with people, I feel now looking at the overview of the decade I've been doing this, and now where Spirit is encouraging us to really open up those chakras above the head, it's really about, you know, we're bringing heaven to earth, right? But a lot of us are really not from this planet, so we had to get really acclimated to planet earth, especially those first 3 chakras. And I can hear people going, oh, yeah, the grounding, the, you know, those 3... you know, not wanting to go home, being okay, more than okay, thriving here, all of that. That's been important to adjust to. And a lot of people, depending on where they are in their awakening, are still adjusting to that phenomenon, right? They'd feel like, where am I? What's going on? So we want to keep working with those 7 main energy centers from root to crown. But then we also have these chakras above the head, 8 through 12. And those are coming up as even called the new spiritual chakras in some cases, where we're looking at the higher self, the soul star integration, where there's no separation, where the ego and the personality and the higher self are all in collaboration, where all of the gifts and abilities from the past life are really integrated into our experience now, and the shock and the trauma of things we've been through through different incarnations are now healed and looked at with a higher awareness and illumination as opposed to trauma over these things and hiding our gifts. So that's the ninth chakra. The tenth chakra, universal, higher heart, again, really bringing in more awareness and consciousness, really. And, going up to God source energy in the galactic chakras as well.
So thank you.
A whole lot going on. A whole lot going on now.
Yeah, right. So if we don't work with the 8 through 12 chakras today, so let's say that most of us might, and I'm not going to assume, but let's just say that a lot of us might be working with chakras 1 through 7 and maybe the Earth Star and the Soul Star. There are the other chakras that you mentioned. What are some of the ways we can bring awareness to working with those chakras?
Yeah, having an awareness that they're there,
even.
I remember I was working with a client years ago. I had a television show, and I was working with clients on the air and coaching them. And she had a wonderful question that I think a lot of people had, why do I feel like God's too busy for me? Or I see other people having problems, and maybe my problems, why I don't know that I deserve the attention from God and all that worthiness stuff that comes up for people, right? And so in that moment, Spirit guided me to create this vision for her that her own point of God's source connection was above her head, and that bringing that light down, and I didn't know at the time, even 5 years ago, so much about the etheric chakras like I do now, again, integration, but literally creating this tunnel for her to recognize that her own connection with God was direct, and there was such an epiphany she had in that moment where she could say, okay, you have your own connection. Other people have their own connection. We're bringing the mysticism back, right? And so we've got this direct line that we can recognize that we can begin to be aware that we do have connections to other energies. We are advanced beings with the soul family and galactic family that are communicating with us if we're ready and able to hear them. Does that make sense? So I think if everybody just takes a moment and imagines, put your feet on the ground the night you're driving, imagine you have a foot chakra, a chakra, below your feet going into the crystalline grid of the earth and a direct, point at God's source energy. Call that the 12th chakra, central sun, glowing like the sun, and you're like a tube, a pillar of light. And all of these openings, these portals, are all doorways, gateways to your own personal access to information. You really begin to understand what the in the world but not of the world and as above, so below really means. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for taking us there. So is this what you are referring to when you talk about accessing the 12th dimensional higher states, so the states of consciousness? For that interdimensional ascension. So is that part of working with those higher chakras?
Yes. So when I began working with people on this really in 2010, again, working with the seven main energy centers, the root through crown, every center has different frequencies. So say the root chakra has to do with family and feeling grounded and feeling like you know your purpose. If you had a difficult family upbringing, if you're still in the midst of chaos and whatever from family issues, your root chakra is still pretty unstable. But it doesn't mean that the root chakra is unstable in the ascended awareness, right? So we can imagine that in the highest awareness, which it really is, I believe, how Jesus healed, bringing the energy of the understanding of perspective that everything is whole and healed, that there are no issues per se. There are things to work through, emotional content, but vying for the attention in each energy center is a frequency, and it can be, maybe 3/4 density and 1/4 illumined. And my work really for the past decade, almost day in and day out, I've been so thankful to work with so many people around the world, is really creating more than a tipping point so that they're more illuminated and enlightened in each energy center so that they can have perspective, because each center corresponds to an area in their life, with family, with the second chakra, with the healing of the inner child, the third chakra, with the sovereign inner adult, if you will, where you are free, but yet can be in the world, but not of the world, not work with the manipulation, just have this, you know, inner power, divine power, heart chakra. There's a lot, there's going to be more conversations coming about the heart chakra. The heart chakra is filled with a lot of different things like the other chakras are, but the wounds, the loss, whether it's pets or family members or disappointments in life, our work is to really transcend that, transmute that, bring the higher frequencies to that, to be in the higher heart, which is really now the 10th chakra. So we really are creating a new chakra system as we ascend. This is making sense how each one has, we have the ability to have a higher frequency in each one, and that is creating the resonance with the divine blueprint.
Okay, I want to ask you more about that. I want to ask you more about creating a new chakra system as we ascend. So if you could just expound upon that a little bit so that, you know, we can go a little deeper into that conversation. What does that look like? What does that mean to us if we're creating a new chakra?
Yeah, so it's like we've been incarnated for, you know, thousands of years, through Atlantis and Lemuria and different timelines and coming back, and here we are. And so recognizing that the nature of the divine is expanded and there's always more, and there is always evolution. And so we really have felt trapped in our bodies and stuck. I mean, we talk about this, right? We feel stuck. And so you're not imagining that. You have felt limited. You have felt stuck. You have been collecting all this density. If you're an empath, you're in another room or in the grocery store and you're picking up people's stuff, right? So without even recognizing it. And so it's almost like I feel like a awakening is happening to the degree that people are realizing that it's okay to let go of their density, which is another whole conversation, actually. But I feel like density is, when I've worked with people, sometimes they've been born in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. I've worked with a lot of those decades of people being born on the planet for a long time and moving into the 70s and 80s and 90s. But particularly in those decades, we were the holders of the energy to start to convert the amount of density and lightness on the planet. You know, so we would, maybe we were the black sheep or the scapegoat in the family, and we would be the containers for some of that density and not realize that, thought we were going crazy. It's like we're holding it until we could, because we're strong souls. And then now it's time to, we can release it. And it really is amazing how divinely orchestrated this has all been. I mean, I'm channeling as I'm saying this. I know with a certain amount of awareness. I'm one of those worker bees. I'm just working day in and day out doing this. And then Spirit's like, oh, by the way, this is what you're doing. So I don't get too worried if I have a title for something. But yeah, I know, I understand that this has been happening, and this is bells going off for people. I'm really happy to share this, that, and you've been holders of density, and slowly, like, let, you know, we wouldn't want to let it all go. There's a certain kind of grounding, and it sounds complicated, but are you getting what I'm saying? We've got to create a new chakra system as we let go of density, and we are not here to be the holders of extreme density. Things are getting lighter. We're moving out of the dark ages. We're moving into the age of enlightenment. And so we can travel more lightly. It's like getting used to not being in so much pain and suffering, right? It's an adjustment.
Yeah. But can that only happen if we do the work, do the clearing, do the balancing, et cetera,
yes,
with our lower chakras?
Yes. Yeah, it's imperative. It's imperative. That's why we're all guided to group like this. Yeah, my work is ongoing with this. This is what I do full-time for myself as well, recognizing whenever this or that, you know, check in. So, yes, we can – our energy centers are everything. Everything that is happening for us, right? We love that saying, it's happening for us, but it feels like it's happening to us. We can pinpoint where these things are happening. And so the wonderful news about these higher chakras now, the new system, is that we are getting more direct guidance from our guides, the 11th chakra, the galactic chakra. I started channeling the Pleiadians in 2004, 5-ish, but I didn't know that I was. People just thought I was a good writer, which is kind of funny, but really, I didn't know I wasn't. That veil hadn't been completely revealed to me. And so for those of you listening, this is a divine appointment. You know, you are starting to get more awareness. I don't think we want, you know, the veil and the shock of what's going to be revealed in our own power. We're integrating it. So yes, we've got our own illuminated ascended mastery, great beingness in all of our teams and access to that coming in even more. So we're doing this work with clearing above the head, so to speak. And I do it psychically. I do it with readings. I reveal things.
Yeah.
It's not just energy work. I can tell what's going on with people and tell them.
Let me ask you about, I want to switch for a second, and maybe this is just, these are just words and you've already spoken about this, but which I get a sense is true, but speaking about spirit working with us to be the vortex. So what do you mean that we are the vortex?
So it was shown to me to be traveling around, and a lot of my work has been with some work in Sedona, leading retreats there and whatnot, and opening up access and being part of that. And then a few years back, Spirit was showing me how I live in the Northeast here, and that my home was becoming vortex. The energy I was working in my home with people from home, you know, being on the phone, working with people, that I was creating an energy portal for where I live in New Hampshire here, and that all the inner work I was doing with myself and working with other clients, they were becoming their illuminated selves. So we are the vortex. If you can imagine that the, what you call 13 chakra points or 12, you know, the foot, if you want to include the foot, there's just different versions of it. But the way I get it is if we work on clearing every center that we have the ability to be in this place that I don't think a lot of us thought that we could get to, that we would assign to other people, like the Dalai Lama, for instance. We are the new spiritual teachers. I've loved working with some greats over the years, but it seemed like it was here and there, and there was a certain kind of pedestal effect. And again, working with people and finding these facets of their illumination, and in my own life, it's we're the mystics next door. There's going to be a lot more of us emerging as spiritual teachers than I think we ever really realized. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does make sense, and thanks for that. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about that. So I really get the feeling that many people listening right now are really intrigued with that and really feel called to step up to be the mystic next door. And have the they have the realization that we have this possibility. We have the possibility to raise our consciousness to such a degree. So can you share with us a little bit of around maybe, I wouldn't say the steps around that, but, you know, if someone, you know, comes to a place of commitment, spiritual commitment or awareness where they feel open enough to take the next step, so to speak, to become the mystic next door, what would you suggest they do next, so to speak?
Yes, it's really wonderful how this divine plan is so divinely orchestrated. I don't know about you, but I know that when I was going through high school and college and choosing a major and deciding what I was going to do for the rest of my life, I was one of those people that didn't really get around to that, you know, did a whole lot of things that didn't really make sense, but now everything makes sense. So what I'm getting for people is you weren't meant to have, you know, that job title for 9 to 5. If you feel like you don't belong in that world, doesn't mean that you can't be a mystic in that world. I mean, it's really all inclusive. You can do anything that makes you comfortable, right? But at the same time, what you go to school for isn't necessarily your spiritual mastery. Like, I majored in art history. I have a BA in art history. But what I'm doing and where my wisdom comes from is from a couple different places, which has to do with, you know, with this talk. It comes from life. So look at your life experience, whatever you struggled with. That is an extreme indication of your mastery. So for me, I didn't know my purpose for decades of my life. It caused me great angst beyond belief. So here I am, a life purpose teacher, right? So just to, you know, make it simple, what you're struggling with is what you're meant to overcome, and you more than likely didn't go to school for it. But then you also want to add in, the 11th chakra in particular is coming in for people. Like my Palladian connection came in when I started writing books. Again, never doing well in English. Nobody saw that coming, and here I had published 9 books at this point. That's my Palladian galactic.
Mm.
You see, isn't it just genius?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't need to go get my master's or PhD, if I choose to, if I feel like it. But my innate, with all of you too, you have this in chakras 1 through 12. It's there.
I think, and again, I'm not going to speak on behalf of everyone, but I think sometimes we almost minimize the importance of the chakra work. Are you finding that with clients or people that you work with?
Well, when I started in 2010, I didn't know what to call it. It was called life coaching because I'd written a book. People said you can coach people. But what I did find, Ian, that people would come back to me month after month after month after month in 2010 to 20, the same people week after week for 4 years straight. And that's really where I got to dig in when, you know, spirits like this is something. And so because I kept peeling away, I was guided and shown from spirit how to psychically find things in the energy field that were bothering people. And it was fascinating to them and they were starting to feel better. And then I would find their gifts and talents. So some of my clients are now having thriving photography or making cards and creative, the creativity starts to get revealed. But the density is a thing. To dissolve the density and not be stuck in these patterns of Groundhog Day is important for people. So, yeah, I call it chakras, but I know I'm also medical intuitive. We call it energy centers, but I know they're there. I know that there's things harboring. People aren't processing things fully. We weren't taught how to do that. So maybe it's, you know, if everybody's talking about the chakras, well, good, it's about time, because when I started doing it, nobody knew what I was doing, what I was talking about, but I've been busy. Does that make sense? Like people didn't have to know what it was. They were feeling better. And now the work's getting faster and lighter and more is coming in for people. All of us doing this work together is creating a whole new human design blueprint that is that of joy and not density.
Yeah,
but yeah,
but you
can't wish it away though. It is, but it can be fun. It can be fun.
Yeah,
like
no
self-discovery, right? Like what's in my chakras? Well, I'll tell you.
Well, you'll tell us. I'm sure you'll tell us on the reading.
Yeah, I will.
So everyone, we're not quite there yet.
Happily, it's good news.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's a gift. Either way, good news, bad news.
Yeah, if I find it, that's what I tell my clients. If I find it, it's wonderful.
A gift.
It's even as fast as saying what it is. Awareness, consciousness. I'm catalyzing divine energy, so I'm bringing that through. I'm saying a prayer and working with divine energy and the guides with it, and they know what's holding people up. So once we say it out loud, it starts to disappear.
Right. So everyone, if you would like the opportunity for a reading on the phone with Anne, *2 to raise your hand. So press *2, which is the *2 on your phone. Or if you're on the web, on the webinar page, then put your question in there. And of course, if you're on the web call portion, there's a little button you click that says raise your hand. So that's how you do that. We're not quite there yet. But let me ask you this, Anne. So you said that you're going to be doing higher consciousness chakra readings, just to give people guidance on what to ask. What would you suggest people ask? The type of question.
Okay, so thank you, Ian. I'm so like I can't wait to tell people about this. So when I started working with people, spirit guided me. The difference between people calling me on the phone as a friend and relating or having sympathy, let's say. Working as a healer, which you all can and are in the holistic sense, is that imagine coming from the perspective that all is whole and healed. And I, again, Jesus is one of my guides, and I do feel like he directly was transmitting this to me, that when I see things going on with people, I'm holding this energy of the greatness of their being. There's nothing wrong in that moment, right? So the readings I'm going to be doing are coming from this perspective. No matter what question people have for me, I'm coming in with the energy of divine energy that all is well, and dissolving that even with the words that I'm saying. But I also like to work with my spiritual enlightenment oracle cards that I created from my own divine artwork and channelings. And so whatever I say is going to be approaching the person from the higher perspective, if that makes sense. Again, it's so unique. Whatever I say, I never know what I'm going to say until I say it. But it's going to be coming from that place of consciousness where all is well. Mm. So where there's no problems or issues. Does that make sense? Again, until I actually do it, it's like, so whatever it is, I'm going to find out what's blocking, pull one of my cards, which is going to guide me. I may be directed to a particular energy center, chakra, let the person know what I'm getting, and dissolve, channel, activate, and reveal, read at the same time.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. That gives us a sense. All right. I've got a couple more questions before we go there, though. So would you – let me ask you this in this way. This community is interested in accessing higher consciousness. Absolutely. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't be here. No one would be here. It's important. It's something that people are interested in. What are some of the things maybe – you can restate what you said, but what are some of the things that are keeping us from accessing higher levels of consciousness?
Yeah, okay, so limited thinking, that's the first thing I'm getting. So imagine that we hear the term limitlessness or unlimited or infinite potential. Really befriending the higher self and the lower self, the true self, getting more acquainted with what we're listening to in terms of whether it's coming from the ego and the higher self, and practicing. I like to give people a higher self, maybe I'll do this on the call, like a higher self channeling exercise. Because the consciousness is there, but the things going on in the energy centers tend to take the microphone, I guess they want to say, right? So, again, if you can imagine, the seven main energy centers from root to crown along, you know, from the base of the spine to the top of the head, if those are filled 100%, if it's filled with, you know, 80% of suppressed emotions that you haven't dealt with, it's going to be really difficult for you to access the higher aspects of yourself and your own sense of enlightenment and wisdom. And it doesn't mean that there's any judgment on that. It's like a science experiment, quite frankly. If it makes sense, it's the best way I can say that. And so working on that and befriending yourself, allowing yourself to feel the way you feel, notice, bring yourself into the witness mode and witness how you feel, that's going to shift the energy. We want to create a tipping point in each energy center where we have more compassion and less density and judgment. So getting to know what those centers are, the root chakra family, and stay until the end. I'll bring everybody through. We'll address each one.
Yeah.
You get to know you're having, you know, you lose whatever it is. Again, whatever, heart, to transmute each of the issues in each of the centers is going to create a lightness in each center, which overall is going to improve your energy greatly.
Right, right. What I would love for the readings to go, Anne, is that if you can maybe share with people what you see in their chakras, but maybe we could reserve the healing or the calibration for the process at the end and do a group healing. That way we can get to more people, so it doesn't take 5 minutes per person. We can get to more people and serve more of this community, because I'm seeing a sea of hands right now. There's so many people who
I love that.
Yeah. A sea of hands. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. And we're going to get to the questions in just a second. I've got one more question before we do that, though, Anne. What really is the vortex or the light vortex healing?
So in 2005, from meditating with the Kriya Yoga energy, and I had an initiation with Yogananda, but through Norman Paulson, one of his disciples, when I flew out to California and sat with him and was in that community and self-realization in 2005, and he published my first book, I experienced this firsthand so much that several months later, when I was meditating, my soul went into space, and like I said, the white vortex energy, Christed consciousness, I could hear the sound of creation, came through me, and it transmuted a lot of the density I'd been carrying. It changed me as a human being. I almost say I died in my body, but I didn't. I am not a walk-in. I am someone that kind of went and got my highest self soul aspect and came back with it. That makes sense, right? I'm like, okay, I'm done with feeling this limited sense of myself. I'm going for the gold here. My soul was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I meditated, I focused, and I received that baptism of fire. And I knew when I came through that and I had this awareness, I was kind of back in my body, and I started channeling my first book a couple weeks later, and I was shown how to start continue working with myself and other people, that I knew I was a different configuration, and people in my family and life, quite frankly, didn't really recognize me, like, what happened to you? But the light vortex healing is what a lot of us have modalities that we came in to serve the world with. And that's one that, like I said, I've been doing it for about a decade, but the name light vortex energy and the description that Spirit now really wants me to emphasize working with these higher chakras, etheric chakras with people, to really help them be that vortex from light, you know, vortex of Christed consciousness energy coming through that interdimensional tunnel that is theirs to clear out their fields is what the work that I will continue to do.
Mm. Beautiful work. Thank you so much for sharing it with everyone. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the phones now, shall we? We'll go to the phones and then we'll go to the web and do similar things. So let's go to Irvine, California. If you're in Irvine, California, with the last four digits of your phone number being 6669, you're on live with Anne. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
So I just returned from Fiji, and
nice.
I know that you were talking about the vortex energy of Sedona, different places. I'm actually a Reiki master, but I haven't been practicing for a few years. And I had the opportunity to give someone Reiki while I was in Fiji.
Uh-huh.
And I'm curious to know, like, because it works with the chakras as well, what your thoughts are on that modality versus the vortex light healing.
Yeah, and what is your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy, hi. Well, I'm guided to pull an oracle card of mine, which is spiritual enlightenment, and answer to your questions. Interesting, because I have a nice big basket here, and I pulled two of the same one, and it's actually got a spiral energy, reminding me of a Reiki symbol. And this is also, I kind of call it my mediumship card. It's got white roses, so I feel like there's a, on a spiritual level, I get that you're a very highly compassionate, high heart healer. Does that make sense? You've got the divine feminine,
yes,
and the mother, and helping people heal the rift between the divine feminine and the divine masculine. But I also feel like you have a way of working that integrates both.
Yes.
You know, some people are just really happy with the scientific nature of that, like this sacred geometry and whatnot. So, you know what I'm saying, right? I know. It's like I love this. Like, you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, so it, whatever you call it, whatever you're doing, know that you have your own specific way of working. I think titles make people more comfortable, and that's certainly understandable, but I get what you're doing. And so you're going to be work. I feel Buddha with you. I don't know who you know to be your guides, but okay. So you got the middle way. So helping to harmonize, balance the left brain and the right brain, with a way of working with the divine feminine, but also in a way of working with the divine masculine as well. So you're going to be continue to be guided and starting with Reiki, but also creating workshops that are integrating a lot of energy for people. Overall, healing that rift that's been thousands of years in the making here. So thank you so much for your work. Is that helpful?
Thank you. That makes total sense. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're so welcome.
For calling, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Much love to you. Okay. Okay, let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina. If you're in Raleigh and the last four digits of your phone number are 7902, then you are live.
Hi, Ian and Anne. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Julie.
Hi.
And I was similar to yourself. I'm one of these people. I'm actually in my mid-50s. I don't know how old you are, but...
Me too!
Oh, okay, great.
This is fun.
We're all there.
Okay. Well, I've been one of these people that has never found my life purpose, but I've done a lot of different things, but a master of none, I feel like.
Oh, well, let's reframe that, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. But I wanted to know if you see anything that's blocking me or what I need to know to if there's something you can see, the highest vision for myself or in my higher chakras.
Yes. Okay,
I've been doing a lot of work.
I'm getting a lot. Yes, I get things pretty quickly, and they start to pinpoint laser. So a couple of different messages here. Definitely heart chakra. And something I feel like has been holding you up, it's coming in from a past life, and it could be something from childhood. I don't know where in terms of siblings and whatnot, but I feel like you've had a tendency to put others first in a way that may have been considered dutiful, I'd say. And again, if this is in your subconscious or past life, just know that I'm getting what I'm getting, and we're also going to be doing, I always clear as I'm reading, just so you know. Okay, so if you know what I'm talking about, great. If not, great too. But here's the thing. You're really working with a new template of creation for your life. So if you feel like it's almost like you may prefer to put others first for a variety of reasons. I do feel like you have some blocks around that, maybe some of that wonderful self-doubt, self-worth stuff, some stuff, but some from conditioning, if that makes sense, and roles and things that you should or shouldn't and all that fun stuff. So let's get you online to be open in your heart to recognize this place that is now and always has been so abundant for you to create, and let's get your co-creatorship. I feel co-creatorship is a little more comfortable for you. I still feel like you steering the ship is a little unfamiliar, but understand spirit is always with you, right? So I pulled create your life from my Oracle card deck and open the windows of your heart. And also I pulled another one that is a high heart. So you're moving into a great spaciousness of availability to allow more to come through using your intuitive openness without overly planning or being overly concerned about what's next, a new receptivity and allowing that space for you to be present for you in a wonderful new...
I feel
new...
that. Yeah.
You got
Thank
that?
You.
Okay.
I do. I feel that.
You're so welcome. As I'm saying, energy is coming through to help shift and recalibrate and align. So I'm trying to keep up with how they're working with all of you as I'm speaking. So excellent. Thank you.
Thank you,
sweet soul.
Thank you so much.
To you, Julie. All right, let's go to the web for just a little while. This is from Tasmania, Australia. This is Katie. Hi, Anne. My name is Katie, and I would love to know what's in my chakras and why I'm feeling blocked and not able to access my higher consciousness.
Okay, Katie. I've got inner peace is heaven, and we can thrive regardless of our circumstances, just to give you the titles on the cards here, and everything has a message, so I'm noticing how I feel like for you, and this could be a theme. I do start to notice themes with people as we gather in these wonderful communities that you're all showing up for each other as well as for yourselves, and the power of the group, and that really, really owning that creative ability to create a vision for your life and know that that's okay. I feel like there's some sadness around some past life about some things that you may have considered misconstructions, if you will. So that's a wonderful message for everybody, that we have free will, and that everything that has happened in former timelines without judgment or fault or blame. I do want some clearing around that, and all time, space, dimension, holographic, morphogenic fields, to allow Katie that availability of the purity of your intention, and really encourage you to allow that innocence and that intention to coexist and allow more of your creator abilities to come online to create. Okay, so we did some past life clearing there with that from different timelines you've had where things have been difficult for you. Okay, so I hope that's helpful. Well, I feel like that's helpful. I'll leave out the word hope, and that you really want to be watch how we use certain words. Yeah. May it be a blessing.
Absolutely. All right, Kristen from Santa Monica. Hi, Anne. I would love a higher consciousness chakra reading from you today, Anne. Love your readings, Anne. They're amazing. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Kristen. All right, and I'm guided to pull a couple of cards for many of you. So, and they're similar messages, so there's strength here. I'm feeling another message of, this is a message around, like Ian and I were talking a little earlier, befriending yourself, your ego and your personality. Your false self and ego are not the enemy, Kristen and everyone. This is a great time of integration, of allowing your personality to really shine in all of who you are. So Christmas message is for you that more and more higher aspects of yourself and everything a lot of you think that you should be a certain way, but allowing the perfection of who you are and without making any faults or judgments. So the cards are embrace the divine feminine within, and the greatest of these is love. And the combination of those cards to you, Kristen, says that you are allowing more of who you are to be more free, to allow more noble compassion and the high heart energy on the planet, that 10th chakra, and coming out of the wounded healer. And that's another great message for many of you. The wounded healer has absolutely, served in several thousands of lifetimes, more than likely, around having to be wounded in order to heal. But thank you, Kristen, for your question. This is going to be the high heart healer that can still be relatable and all-inclusive, and help bring elevation to the healing modalities coming from a place of centeredness and wholeness. Okay, I'm going to do a thank you, God, and so it is. Okay.
Whew. Thank you. All right, Kim from Billings, Montana, can you tell me what's in my chakras? So maybe identify something in one of her chakras that's blocking her.
Okay. Really got a lot of great heart energy with this group, but I also get root chakra with you, Kim. So working with color is going to be helpful for you, and this is, again, you all asking questions are really answering questions and helping share information for everybody, so thank you for that. So in the root chakra, I'm hearing spirit say bring in color rays. Sometimes that can help you be less analytical and thinking about things too much. It reminded me when I learned the chakra system, I learned the numbers 1 through 6, and the top of my head was I am that I am. So it's, for some of you, Kim, color is coming in for you. So playing with color can help move your energy centers green, hunter green, the foot chakra, for instance, red in the root, orange, playing with color can help you move energy. It doesn't have to be heavy work. So thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Okay, I want to go back to the phones for another question. This is going to be Midland, Michigan, and it's going to be 8866. 8866, and if that's the last 4 digits
yes.
of your phone, yes, hi.
Hello, this is Mary. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Mary.
And I would just, hi, Anne. I would like to know just what's going on with my chakras.
Okay. Mary, let's see. I'm getting that color gold again. Gold rose. Okay. Let's see. And purple. All right. Mary, right?
Yes.
Okay. I suddenly feel like I was teleporting up to the 12th chakra for a moment, so I'm still here, everybody. But they're telling me that you're going to be really moving into those higher realms. I don't know if you've been doing a bit some energy work, but your portals are opening up and your communication is going to be opening up. And I feel like, I don't know if you're doing any channeling or whenever I get something, everybody, it's either you know what I'm talking about or it's coming in, or so it's either now or coming up.
Okay. I don't channel or anything like that. I do always work on, you know, achieving higher consciousness. I meditate
yes,
a lot.
Yes, well, you are.
That sort of thing.
They go hand in hand. Yeah. So you are opening up and you may not notice it, you know, like an overnight kind of thing, but they're saying look for things like that inner voice may sound a little stronger. It sounds like you, but it sounds knowing and wise. And so that tells me that some clairaudience is going to be opening up for you.
Okay.
The feelings, certainly, you know, when you have gut feelings, but your abilities are going to really be accelerated. So you may want to get a piece of paper, call in your higher self, call in God, source energy. This is a quick channeling technique I use. And ask a question. Say, dearest Mary, put a comma after it, pause, and then start writing without stopping. That's a good way to start accessing that wise voice of yours, and then also your interdimensional connections with those beings that are ready to work with you. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That
is fabulous. Higher consciousness and intuition go hand in hand. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much.
I will
put that into
practice.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes,
enjoying the show. Thank you, Ian.
Okay. Bye. Much, much love. Okay. All right. Well, now, Anne, let me just tell everyone, I'd like to do some more readings in just a little while, but I'd love for you, Anne, to share what you've brought for the community today in terms of your offer. And, of course, working with you privately, people have got a sense of your readings, and I'm sure there's people who would be curious on how they can book a session with you, you know, what that looks like. So let me just direct the community to the offer page. They can follow along visually. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the special offer button that's underneath Anne's photograph on the webinar page. If you're not on the webinar page, then you'll need to type it in. And what you'll be typing in is wotashow.com, wotashow.com/, and then Anne, A-N-N-E, and the number 7. So it's wotashow.com/Anne, which is A-N-N-E, and the number 7. And everything is lowercase, there's no uppercase, and then you'll be taken to her offer, which is the Cosmic Mastery Star Package. So, Anne, you've got two options in this offer, so be wonderful if you would take us through and let us know what's included.
Thank you, Ian. I had so much fun putting this together.
Mm.
It's so divine timing. I've got a great technique that I mentioned, Kriya Yoga, that I channel in and have an audio in option 1. I love sharing this Kriya Yoga. It is the one thing I want to say out of anything. There's a few things that I've done, but everything changed when I had that ability to learn that meditation technique and do that. And I offer that as an audio that I've channeled the description of how to do it and what's involved with it in the offer in option one. So Kriya Yoga life-changing audio is the first thing. And I've also included 2 months of my Indigo Silver monthly teleclass. I have been teaching group classes, I want to say, every month of the year since 2010. So it's quite a lot of group classes. But, you know, it's wonderful that Spirit keeps bringing us different messages for people. So we have a lot of fun in membership. It's something new every month, but everyone in the membership gets a personal message, either live on the call or I know who you are and I record a message for you. I've been doing separate recordings now. So you get a message either way, whether you're live on the call or not. But we do fun things like an earth medicine series we did this spring. We're going into a galactic theme, archangel series. So every single call is different, but always guided, and everybody gets a personal message from Spirit or archangel. And, you know, you get the idea. But the 2 months I've included in that in my membership group. And then I have a program that was top 10 on the Daily Om that I created, and I'm doing this as a live course. So there's a lot of content included in terms of writing for an 8-week online course, which was it's very popular with the Daily Om, but I'm including 8 weeks. We're going to work together once a week live on the phone as a group to cover things like alignment, meditation, working with the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies, opening up all the intuitive channels, all the four clairs. That's week 5. Uncovering your creative, intuitive self, whatever creative expression you have, you may be surprised. We're going to look at that. It's called Spend More Time Doing What You Love. So, again, related to all those chakras, if you're finding yourself stuck or finding yourself not doing what you love, it's in there, and as a psychic detective, we're going to find that and bring out more of that so that you can really create your new reality and reignite your dreams, passion, and purpose, or in some cases, like I know true for myself, finding your dream. A lot of us go through a certain point, like, what's my dream? It's there. So this is a group class. I'm going to have a live version of it with 8 calls starting September 12th. I do 5 p.m. Eastern, but I also record the calls. I like to talk with my groups to, you know, see the days and times are compatible for everybody, working with people all over the world. But that will be in option one as well. And then option two, I'm including 2 45-minute sessions of my light vortex healing, cosmic readings, and healing. So we're going to work 1 through 7 in the first 45 minutes. And I will be reading and not just scanning, but reading and revealing what's going on with you in 1 through 7. We're going to clear, activate, release anything that doesn't belong to you, bring things online that you're really meant to be doing now. And then in the second 45-minute session, you will get to know who your galactic guides are, who your divine team is, what archangels are with you. All of that we're going to find out in the second 45-minute session. So I'm really honored to bring this to you. And thank you, Ian.
Of course, of course. And everyone, you might be looking at option two and going, is that a typo? It's not a typo. Anne is offering this to the wisdom community today, the option two option, for $147. That includes the 2 readings, so 2 45-minute readings as Anne has just described, and it includes option one, which is an 8-week live online course. And so this is such a generous offer, Anne. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian. I love getting guided and what to bring to your wonderful community. It's such an honor being here. And it's such great information for people to have. So thank you for the opportunity.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely, and so important. So let me ask you this about the option one. I want to ask about the option one. So it's 8 weeks live. It's 90 minutes with, you know, the group that has signed up. And you do mention that there's going to be readings in that group. And then, you know, obviously the energy shifts that accompany those readings. So if I'm on live, is it on the phone, or do I type in my question? Okay, and if I can't make it, then I can type in my question and still get that answered.
Yeah, I have, you know, the number, you know, all international callers will be meeting live, and each week, I mean, this course has a lot of great content in and of itself without being live even. It's a whole, you know, course in and of itself, so you'll get a lot of information that you'll have within the 8 weeks. But it's very structured, I guess I want to say. So you'll know what the curriculum is, what we're covering, and if you can't be there and you have a question about what we're covering, by all means, you can ask. And I like to make sure whether somebody's there or not that they feel included. So I do include that.
Well, beautiful. And so my last question regarding this option, just for clarification purposes, and this is an intuitive makeover 8-week course. So I'm trying to help people really, obviously they're going to feel into this course, but I'm trying to help people, you know, kind of self-identify and saying, is this my course? What would you say is really the primary objective, you know, spiritually, of this course? And what type of person would it most benefit?
Yeah, that is a great question. And so we can be at different places in our life, I want to say energetically. So in the course, weeks 1 through 8, we're going to, again, this is highly psychic. All the work I do is in the moment. I'll know exactly what to say to each person. So there's a certain amount of spontaneity, let's say, right, when it comes to psychic work. But when we're going to get into alignment week 1, per se, I will be working with each person and say, okay, this is what I'm getting is out of alignment. Let's dissolve this. And so it'll be each week we'll be building to get everything in alignment through the emotional realm, through the spiritual realm, to bringing the intuitive gifts online in week 4, clairaudience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, clairsentience, working with people, letting them know, you know, which channels are more open, which help them work on the ones that they're meant to open up more. My work really is intuitive life makeover. So where you start and where you finish can be ongoing. I know I was guided to go kind of back to school and get my medical intuitive certification a couple of years ago after I'd already been an established intuitive for a decade. That it was, they wanted, you know, my guides are like, we want you working with this as well. And some of this has involved training. So wherever you are, there's more. That's the good news. Right? So there's another dream. There's another passion. There's another purpose. There's another new reality to create. So this is not a finite experience on Earth, right? I call it the agelessness era. So wherever you are, I love working with my clients in their 70s and 80s. One of mine is an award-winning artist right now after our work together. In some of my programs. So these things are in your field, but you may not know it. And so it will be a wonderful journey to really bring out what you may or may not know that you have.
Yeah. Beautiful. And of course,
that
we get,
makes sense?
And we get you and all your guides to give us the readings. And so that brings me to option 2. So option 2 includes everyone, those 2 private sessions of the readings, as well as the vortex healing, and then also getting to know your guide. So I just wanted to reinforce that because I wanted to honor Anne for coming to the show today and offering this beautiful, beautiful package so generously. I wanted to make sure it got the attention and the time it deserved. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's really a complimentary offer. You know, I know that for myself and my clients, like, knowing you have something to bring forth, whatever it is, does require some nurturance and some support and some insight, if you will. And I feel like the combination of this between working with the group and then the one-on-ones, no matter where you are, like I said, there's always more. Spirit is, this timeline is not necessarily linear. We say, what are you doing in 5 years? We get to be the ones that are creating it, but we also have our own map and our blueprint and our missions that are ongoing. So it's important that we stay in touch with that for ourselves, or we will find ourselves feeling off and ungrounded and stuck or whatever the case is. It's really fascinating how guided we are, but how it's important to stay connected to that guidance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much again on behalf of the Wisdom community for that offer. Beautiful. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Now, there's a lot of you calling from New York City, so you have to pay attention to the last four digits of your phone number. Okay, so it's 1262, 1262, New York City, and you are on live now with Anne.
Thank you so much. I've been waiting to get online. I really appreciate you calling me.
Yeah.
And I am going to, I came here for the change, and I'm going to a period when I'm frozen. It's like, I don't know what I'm missing.
Okay. Let me just, you're saying you're frozen. It's interesting. Okay.
The information that should come to me is lingering in midair. It I don't know what I have lost, but it's almost like I lost some sort of a connection or touch, or I am just too impatient. I'm not sure which one it is.
Okay. Interesting. I'm getting some past life things at first around this. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, a couple of different places you've been working with a couple of different energies. I could think Atlantean and it's interesting,
yes.
The Arthurian. Arthurian came up earlier.
And also Egypt.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing. Again, as I'm saying things, it literally can be that quickly that it starts to become illuminated. My job is really articulate what I'm getting. But so there's something around religious affiliations you've had, and I feel like still you may have some of that programming or cellular memory of even some certain kind of shock, and I'm getting the word disparagement, and that's not a word I usually say. So,
mm-hmm.
So again, we're going to be clearing some of that. When we carry things in from a past life that hasn't been resolved or completed, and even though we may think we do, it's not an intellectual or cerebral or mental kind of processes, okay, right? So we are working energetically with you right now to bring you,
yeah.
You understand? Bring you,
yes,
into the current moment where in all time, space, and dimension, all is well, and bringing in that higher awareness and perspective of what an amazing job you have done through every incarnation to bring things through, and to, you've been a rebalancer on the planet. You've been helping to realign and reset energy, and it's been challenging in many scenarios. So there's a feeling here of great sacred reverence for you, and allowing yourself to, you know, like allow the veils of acknowledgement of your different incarnations to kind of merge and allow this zero point, if you will, to bring in more of the energy of what's next for you without having all that to contend with, I want to say. Okay, so I'm going to clear that in all time, space, dimension, holographic, energetic fields, thank God, so it is. All right, so just, does that make sense? Clearing out some of those feelings you had about.
Yeah. It makes absolute sense because I belong to a church. And suddenly, mm-hmm, everybody's turning against me, and I haven't done a damn thing to any of them.
Interesting.
I mean,
look at you go. See how you brought that in from that past life? Yeah, I got that religious piece. All right. So now, okay. So you are that powerful that was showing up as a mirror for you now. So clearing that now is going to allow you. You may, you know, again, you may feel a little bit in between worlds for a little bit. We're just going to allow.
Yeah.
Yourself to be in remembrance, and you know what they're saying, right? So more,
yeah,
new will come in, and you'll feel like you're on your feet. OK, Okay, so thank you so much for calling in and asking.
Oh, thank you. You're absolutely amazing, and I'm very grateful to you both. Good night.
Thank you.
Much love. Thank you for calling. All right, let's go to Vacaville or Vacaville. I'm sure you'll correct me.
Yeah. Vacaville. I think it is.
I think it's Vacaville sounds better because it's more like a vacation. Okay, so.
Right?
Yeah. Let's do, 6503. There's only one of you from Vacaville. You're live. Hello? Vacaville, California. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Hi there.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
I was wondering if you can tell me where I am releasing at this moment.
Okay. Let's see. I'm getting a lot of nature with you. So the cards I pulled are nature is alive and fully supports you, and the language of the divine is sublime, which is a sacred geometry card that I painted with flower essences. So where releasing is one thing, but how and working with Archangel Ariel, have you heard of Ariel?
Yes.
Okay. So nature is a conduit. Are you doing anything in particular in there, Vacaville, with nature, or Vacaville?
Well, I just got back from Mount Shasta, and I did spend some time reconnecting.
Okay.
But nature seems to be the place that's calling me, having a hard time sitting in between four walls right now.
So I always say check with your doctor, but that nature vibe is really big, and your question was about releasing, but I also get the support of whether it's essential oils or flower essences or bringing the outdoors in a way that works for you, because these elements, and I do get the air, water, earth, fire, you've got this phenomenal medicine woman, shaman, all that in your ninth chakra. Makes sense?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. So I'm getting chills. So, yes, you're doing great. And so ongoing, keep up those energy tools to support you. Awesome. Thanks for calling and asking.
Thank you. Yeah. Much love to you.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. I hope I'm not tiring you out here, but we want to go back to the web for a little while. We just love your readings. Okay. This is Cynthia from Saskatoon, Canada. I would love a high chakra reading. I feel that I am on the cusp of a transition, but I am blocking myself from connecting to the awareness of my higher consciousness. I'm also not sleeping well and feel that all I do is dream at night. Any insight would be appreciated. Cynthia.
Oh, wow, Cynthia. Okay, so a couple things I'm getting here with that. So I love how I can start to feel they're already working with you even before I say anything, so maybe some of you can feel that. So it's like, oh boy, here we go. Okay, so so that dream work, the message, and again, I feel like a lot of energy is coming in before I'm even speaking with you, is a message in and of itself, because there's this thought or idea that things should look or be the way that they are, and this whole information around, I believe it's called the circadian rhythm, what works for you, what you're more connected to the lunar, the goddess, the plants, the way that things were before we had phones or timepieces, if you will. So there's an encouragement to really honor that without placing too much judgment around that, but also to be able to work with that in your life the best that you can that supports you. Okay, so a piece of this is around some kind of judgment. Programming sounds like too serious a word, I want to say, but you know, any kind of conditioning or things aren't right if they're not done a certain way. You really are very, very, very much connected to the power of the earth and the way that things run, being divinely orchestrated. And you're also really connected to divine guidance through your dreams with the gift of prophecy. So there were times in prior lifetimes when you were the person that people would go to for help on a number of different things. So I feel like in this time now for you to pay attention to your dreams, we're working with your ninth chakra right now in a more of a remembrance of an integration of being that mystic in the 21st century, to be able to still maintain that kind of earth energy, but also to be able to work with technology, if that makes sense. So I just feel like this is more energetic than actually what I'm saying, but I feel like you'll start to feel better on some level around your work and having more of an understanding about what it is that you're doing and how you're receiving information and what you want to do with that information to help yourself and others.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, I wanted to have you take us through the process, but before we do that, I do have to take this one question. It's Maria in Portugal, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning there, and she never listens live, always the replay. So
hi, Maria.
Hi. So I wanted to give her this opportunity. She loves the program. Thank you so much, Maria. She says, I would love to ask if there's a block that makes me feel afraid of things and situations. Thank you.
Okay, Maria, thank you for being here. All right, so asking 1 through 12 fear. Okay, so Maria, you are working, well, one of the important energies you're working with is unconditional love. And love casteth out all fear. So what that's saying to me is that when you flip a light switch on, kind of thing, the darkness dissipates. So it's not so much that the energy of fear is problematic per se. It's that you are working on maintaining a stronger energetic frequency that is above that. So the FM radio over the AM radio, let's say. So you're working with frequency. And so you can shift it like turning on the light. If you're starting to feel that frequency of fear, you are a frequency master, trailblazer, pioneer, a scientist, if you will, of frequencies. And really getting clear that you have that power to be in whatever space. Almost getting like, you know, teleporting, like, well, I'm in fear space. Let me just turn the dial and I'm in love space. It's really kind of cool how this is coming in for you without any kind of judgment around it, which is the most fun part, isn't it? That wherever you want to be, you turn that dial and there you are. So thank you for being here. And all of these messages that are coming through for each of you, I feel, are so really nurturing for everyone, for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and your readings have been so beautiful. What a wonderful offering for everyone. So thank you so much, sweetheart, for, you know, your time doing those readings. I really, really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you. So fun. Honored.
Wonderful. Well, I'd love if you could take everyone through that beautiful process. So everyone, but before we do that, there might have been some people who joined a little later. So if you could just one more time, just tell everyone a little bit about that, just a little bit about that, and then by all means, take us through.
Okay, so we're going to travel through the vortexes of the dimensions, let's say, of we're calling the chakras. Okay, so we're going to each create more of a sense of your own direct connection. It's called going direct. You know, you and God source energy direct, and along that travel, if you will, interdimensionally in your own heart and soul and physical body, and you're connected to God all at once. I'm going to start to channel and bring in the energy of whatever information wants to come through. I feel like some colors may want to come through, working the I am presence. So bringing consciousness to the 12 energy centers is what we're going to do. How's that sound?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. So as long as no one's driving, I say, we are going to work with the foot chakra. So if you can just sit, and the breath is very potent, powerful energetic frequency. We're going to bring in the light from the breath, bring in through the nose, out through the mouth. Start to connect with that I am presence as we're breathing fully. We're going to start at God Source 12 dimension. And it's going to glow bright like the sun. Just imagine above your head. Imagine if the top of your head is a 7, you're going up to 12. Just to start, just get that visual. And as we breathe in, say, I am that I am. And as we breathe out, I am that I am. Create a consistent frequency. I am that I am. I am that I am. There is no bad, no good, no duality, no should, no should not, just all. Bring that to I am that I am in the breath. All is God. All is one. And in that space of centeredness and presentness and the I am presence, we're going to work with some sacred geometry as well. We're going to bring in that infinity symbol as we travel to the 11th chakra, just below that 12th point there, glowing like the sun. And we're going to connect with that galactic point above your head, which is your own personal tunnel going direct here, and bringing in that infinity symbol. So we're going to be clearing out any kind of static or any kind of unsureness about any connection you may have, and allow more of that frequency and that understanding, that awareness of your multidimensional capacity, and to feel safe and present with that and comfortable, so that you recognize that you are a part of this whole nation of souls, if you will, your oversoul, our whole community of souls, that you have your own unique blueprint and soul that is God's source energy, and yet we are amongst each other, and that you can feel comfortable that you have that connection galactically in your 11th chakra as we move down through the 10th chakra, and we are working with Mother, Father, God, I am presence. And in the 10th chakra, the high heart chakra, where we feel that noble compassion, where we know that there is a power in the wholeness that we are, that we allow ourselves to let go of the woundedness that we may have felt, and see everything through the eyes of joy, and allow that non-judgmental frequency of allowing and witnessing, again, a sense of wholeness, non-resistant, all that is, and allow that power and presence to move into our 9th chakra that exists within us in all time, space, and dimension, the different capacities we've had as healers, medicine men and women, all the incarnations that our soul in the eternal continuum has chosen to participate and feel the joy and reverence for yourself, capital S, higher self, in your own soul and personal connection with all that is, moving into your 8th chakra, that soul star chakra. And as we continue in this personal mystical journey of this own vortex that is you, we merge now into the 7th chakra, that lotus of direct connection, as above, so below, bringing in all higher aspects and all facets where you may have left in any time space, hanging out to serve. We can bring that into the present day so you can serve more fully, have more access to all of you and all that is within you here and now, including your psychic abilities in your 6th center. In all time, space, and dimension, holographic marketing fields, clearing any trauma or any disturbance or any discordance around any kind of abilities that you have had and felt harm in any way, that this is all allowing more of that capacity to work with all of your intuitive, spiritually intuitive faculties as we move into the throat chakra, that you can now express safely your divine expression and all of who you are, the truth of who you are in that space of the throat chakra communication that comes from your heart, that you feel that you are expressing your wisdom and sharing your wisdom through that cosmic gateway in your heart center. Again, opening up those portals to access more of your own inner wisdom, cosmic consciousness, Christic consciousness, as we move into that third energy center, where you can be in the world but not of the world and be working even side by side, but maintaining your own sovereign energy frequency, and so that you, again, bringing in that I am presence, I am that I am, amping up that third energy center to not the exclusivity of others, but also to the inclusiveness. As the more equanimity and comfortable you are in your own skin, that you can allow yourself to flourish and thrive and not feel isolated or abandoned, but allow that power of your divine power to allow your sovereignty in any situation. As we move into the second center, bringing that inner child to peace and harmony and cooperation and harmony, a real harmonic sense of energy in your second energy center, the play, the liveliness. The work is the play. The play is light. The work is light. There is a new name for this that you do here, and it is playful joy and abundant and creative as we move into the root chakra, where we can feel that all ground in a beautiful way down through the bottom of your feet into the earth chakra below your feet, into the crystalline grid, descend Mother Earth love, and to feel that complete as above, so below, bringing all aspects of yourself to be here now present, fully autonomous and fully capable, and moving into the higher realms and dimensions and beyond, and the grounded, most divine, perfect state. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you.
Okay. Everybody still here?
Yeah, yeah. Am I still here?
I can feel my root chakra. Mm. I know I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Yeah, so thank beautiful. You. Well, I don't want to interrupt the process too much, but our time now has come to an end.
Oh,
thank you so
goodness.
Much, Anne. Yeah. What a wonderful show. Thank you so much for being here. Beautiful information about the chakras. Thank you for your beautiful offer and your reading. So special, so special. So thank you so much.
Mm. Thank you so much too, Ian, and thank you everyone. Much love. Namaste.
Namaste. Much love to you. All right, sweet soul. Thank you so much for being here on the Wisdom Show, listening in. Really appreciate every single one of you shining lights. We thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us all together and really creating this platform, creating this orb, creating this community for all of us to grow and expand and raise our consciousness and increase our frequency and our vibration so we can make a difference in our own lives and in the lives of others. We can make a difference to all beings in all realms. That we may truly, truly recognize and embody ourselves within the unity consciousness. Thank you all, sweet beloveds. Bye now. Much love. Namaste.